Good evening. I'd like to call this meeting, call to order the Monroe City Council regular business meeting of Tuesday, April 23rd. Liz, will you please take roll?
Absolutely. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Cuddeback, Hanford, Camp, Gamble, and Rasmussen.
I understand we did receive word from Councilmember Davis that he wouldn't be here. So Mayor Thomas is out on vacation. So, Councilmember Hanford, you were scheduled to lead us in the pledge. I'm wondering if you would mind deferring your duties to Scott, do we have any audience?
Everyone.
All right. Yeah. Sir Max Williams, would you like to lead us in the pledge tonight? All right. Come on, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt, you go to come with a giver's place.
Move on to comments from citizens. This is the time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except for any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing testimony. Testimony is limited to 3 minutes per speaker. And we don't have anyone sign up on the sign-up sheet. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to come forward and speak? No. All right. Councilmember Gamble,
move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilmember Gamble and a second by Councilmember Camp to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Vote carries. So, thank you. All right. New business. We are now new business portion of the agenda. Agenda Bill AB17-007, Downtown Waiver Fee, Mr. Swanson.
Thank you. First, there are two corrections to the agenda bill in the second paragraph under Section 7. The ordinance should state 005-2016, and then time constraints that should actually state 2017 instead of 2016. So, in May of 2016, as it did the year before, council passed an ordinance to temporarily eliminate certain fees in the downtown area. And the motive behind this, and this has been going on for a few years now, is to promote development and redevelopment in the downtown area. And this area traditionally serves the smaller businesses, the up-and-coming entrepreneurs that are looking to get a start in life, where $100 is a lot of money to them, as opposed to what you get out on World Highway 2, you have the big box stores that typically aren't impacted by the smaller amounts. And so the ordinance actually requires me 35 days before it automatically expires to prevent the report to the City Council. And so you'll see on attachments to it gives the fee breakdown on the overall savings that they have to have the individuals in the downtown that have applied for permits, which is a little over $3,000. And so at this time, I request that council move that staff move forward with an ordinance and present council a clear date prior to the expiration of the current permits on 2014-2017.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Councilmember Kemp.
Thank you. Could you explain attachment two again, please?
Attachment two?
Yeah.
So what this is off of our building permit software. And the permit tech goes in and essentially finds the areas in the downtown area that was set aside. Again, the building permit fees that were waived for those areas. And so you'll see an attachment one from the previous ordinance. There are certain permit fees that can be waived in Exhibit A of attachment one.
Right.
And then certain ones that cannot be waived. And so those are permits that are associated with the Exhibit A. A lot of what they're called TIs or tenant improvements when new businesses will go into a space and have to remodel or upgrade. You'll see mechanical, you're looking at your HVAC, your air conditioning, your heating units. And so going down there essentially gives the application date when it was submitted, application type, and that's the commercial tenant improvement, that's the TI. Change of use permit is when it, you know, changes from, say, a drastic his office use to say warehouse use, when it really changes around. And so these TIs typically in this area is from a residential use, so they're taking what was once a residential house and turning it into a business. That would be a change of use for that.
Okay. Having said that, I will move to direct the mayor and city staff to prepare an ordinance for the city council's consideration that would extend the downtown fee waiver program for an additional one-year period beyond the current June 14, 2017 expiration date.
Second.
All right, we have a motion made by Councilmember Kemp and seconded by Councilmember Petterback to direct the mayor and city staff to prepare an ordinance for the city council's consideration that would extend the downtown fee waiver program for an additional one-year period beyond the current June 14, 2017 expiration date. Councilmember Kemp, you still have the floor.
Why?
Councilmember Kovac.
I'm totally supportive of this. And how does it compare to last year? It was like just over 3,000 in wave fees. How does that compare to last year?
Last year was 9,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's lower. I didn't dig into it, but okay. My guess would be there was one major project that came in and basically bumps those things up. This one was, it looked like a, you know, an average of $100-$200 per person on this one.
When we do the ordinance, when we approve the ordinance, are we doing that tonight?
No.
So we have changes. Okay.
Right.
Could you bring back the information of we did last year?
I'll bring back the previous attachment that shows that fee breakdown.
That would be great. And if we, for next year, to just show a history of one, two, three, just so we can see what the trends are. And then I think I asked this last time, but how are we marketing, you know, the fee waiver? When someone comes in to apply for a new business license, are we giving them this information when they do that?
That's no, not with the business license.
If it's a downtown business?
It's the downtown businesses. I haven't done any marketing since I've been here in the area. I know at the last meeting that Councilmember Camp and I were at for the downtown association, they brought it up.
Yeah.
And so I should have put that up.
Yeah.
One of the areas I've been here.
Yeah. And so when I brought that up, that was coming up, they, you know, said, yes, please continue that along.
Yeah.
So there is knowledge of it, but we could probably do a better job of promoting it.
Okay. Because I think it's important that we encourage improvement downtown. That was one of the reasons why we looked at this in the first place. We really wanted to give downtown, you know, an encouragement to improve the look and the feel down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Thanks a lot, Ed.
Alright, no other lights and the motion and the second debate. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0.
Thank you.
Alright. Councilmember reports, health district retreat. I was unable to attend due to work. However, I do have the executive committee coming up on Thursday, so at the next council meeting, I'll be able to write a report on that. And other council member reports?
We're here first, all right?
Good to go. So council member reports. Lake Tide Light, Brad, awesome job.
Thank you.
We went served by Lake Tide, or run down Lake Tide at night. We have lights on the west side of the lake. So thank you very much. If you're not on the west side of the lake, but you're still in Providence, there's a pretty cool ambiance of the light shining across the lake, which is pretty cool. So, Brad, thank you very much for doing that.
You're welcome.
Come up several times to the request. Attended along with Mike and Brad, Tri-Monroe Planning meeting last week. So that's coming up on June 24th at Lake Tide. This is, I believe, the 7th year. And if I remember correctly,
Currently, we have at least three countries registered so far, represented. So last year, brought 260-some athletes across the country and through from several countries in Monroe. This year, we're expecting just as many and looking forward to it. And we're also looking for additional volunteers. So any volunteers out there that need help, let us know. And this year, they're doing a set of shirts, nice little running hats. So I'll bring the show. And that is all I have.
Where do you sign up for volunteers?
Try Monroe / volunteer. What words can you call?
Okay.
All right, so Saturday, Horses Healing Heroes, Comcast Cares Day out on Third Bluff Road. Fantastic. I think 300 or plus volunteers that came in and spruced up that the farm, gardens, and fences, and arenas, and even built a structure while on site. There's a lot, you can get a lot done with 300 plus volunteers, and kids brought projects for the kids. It was just great to see a lot of folks locally in the Sky Valley and a lot of employees from Comcast there just helping a really worthwhile cause, helping our local veterans. So that was a lot of fun. And then made my man, we cannot catch a break with the rain on the old field. I see that we attempted to mow, and it appears we almost lost maybe one of the lawnmowers.
The markings.
What's that?
You saw the markings
on
the turf.
Goodness. Yeah. So I almost needed a boat to get to the game, just to go across the outfield. Anyway, just kind of furthered our, as we go down the path of making a legislative priority the turf fields this spring, if there ever was an example for us. Definitely this spring is kind of illustrating that for us. There's been continue to be a lot of cancels. But anyway, that's it for now.
So, yeah.
Thank you. First off, as I told the chief, the Cub Scouts will not be coming here on the 9th. They really want to see the dog, so I told them I could understand. So we'll reschedule that for a later point. I want to echo comments about the lights. The first time we saw it just this weekend, it was really striking. As a matter of fact, I was asked when they went in, and I didn't have a good answer because it's been a while since I've been over there. So, great job. It just looks incredible. Of course, the next question after that is when are we going to put lights on the east side of the lake? And I said, I don't know. So we'll talk about that later.
They cost more because they cost money because those ones are
pretty
good.
I know. But I think there's something about the power. There's no power on the east side or something. I didn't want to get too involved at the time. Thanks. So I went to a March of Diamonds walk this weekend. I haven't done one of those in a long time. Beautiful venue on this really nice homes overlooking the waters. I love it. I hope to do another one this year. And a real kudos to the fire department. A local business whose proprietor is very involved in the city activities and does a lot of work for both the police and fire departments and just the community in general, had a flooding issue on Sunday morning. And I got the call, so I went down there in time to watch the fire department with their equipment. Just the water was gone. I guess it was like 4 inches deep and the whole building had just disappeared within an hour. So kudos to the fire department, great job, and great community involvement. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all in your hamper.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to the chamber night tomorrow night at high school. And that comes this last week, so thank you.
Point of order. Do we have to have a possible report for that or something?
Yes, but I believe we have missed our 24-hour notification. So I could certainly put one out as a possible quorum first thing in the morning, should four of you attend. However, we are outside of the 24-hour notification period. However, it is done out of an abundance of caution, considering it's a community event. There's no actual agenda. There is no actual meeting. Just be aware of that parameter.
So we won't talk. We won't all the time.
Are more than four of you planning to attend?
I'm not
going to
do that.
I'll do that.
Two.
Yeah,
three.
Yeah, I only had two people RSVP, so I did not notice it as of today. But if there are four, I will go ahead and do that first thing in the morning. Are there four?
I think it's just two.
Okay, then you guys are three.
Never
mind. There you go. Thank you.
Depends if we get ready now.
Just
to
be honest,
you're going. Councilor Kovac.
Last Wednesday evening, I attended Providence Hospital Innovations in Health at their club. They went over kind of four areas that they're looking at expanding in: the cardiac rehab, neuroscience, emergency. Really interesting. This morning went to the Everett Community College breakfast up at the college in Everett. It was a great event. They're raising money for scholarships for kids. It was really cool because they had a student who's a scholarship recipient right now, currently, and then they actually brought someone back who 10 years ago had received a scholarship. And where was he today? And he's actually a dentist in Monroe at CMAR. And he's first in his family to graduate from college and become a doctor. So it was pretty cool to see kind of those ends. So very inspirational. And then this Saturday, FY, it's called Kids Day from 10 to 1. So it's a big community event to help kids and families be healthy and
thank you. Thank you. That's Mr. Scarborough.
The chamber night tomorrow night at the high school. Time frame as well.
6:30 starts. The doors open at 5:30.
So it might be more necessary to go to that than the morning.
Yep.
Other than I have nothing else.
All
right.
Mine's real short, so if you don't mind, I'll just do it from here. So pretty much our finance report for the month of March, it was in your packet. Again, as far as the financials go, we're still a little early in the year to start really thinking about trends. However, I did want to point out that as far as the transfers into the general fund are not at 25% because that particular transfer is coming from the solid waste fund. And we're not really planning to do that transfer until after we have the spring cleanup in May. There'll be some residual costs associated with that, and then we can finally close out that fund. Again, you know, spring cleanup, I've mentioned that a couple of times, May 13th from 9 to 1 a.m. at the high school. So bring your garbage. It's a good chance to get it all cleaned out. So.
9 to 1 a.m.?
Pardon?
You say 1 a.m.?
9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sorry. Although if I said 1 a.m., I'm sorry. All nighters.
What?
Well, you know, there's a different class of garbage that comes out at night, so
yeah.
Well, that
trying to get back on track. Passport services. We are actually going to be hosting a passport day in June on a Saturday. It's Saturday, June 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And part of the reason that we are stopping at 1 p.m. is that we want to make sure that we make the mail cutoff at the post office to get everything out that same day. So pretty much it will be a first come, first serve. We will close the doors at 1 o'clock, but anybody who is here by then will still have an opportunity to be able to have their applications taken. And we're going to do full service. It will be applications, pictures if people need it. We're going to have games and things to color for the kids, some light refreshments. We're just going to make it a fun day for everybody. But for those folks that have a hard time coming down during the week, this will be an opportunity for them to be able to come in and get their passports. And the other thing I wanted to point out is we've also have now published the budget calendar for 2018. So you will notice we are going to try and get started about a month earlier than we did last year. But otherwise, it's pretty much the process that you guys are used to seeing. So with that, I'll take any questions if there are any.
Any questions, Councilmember Kudak?
For sales tax revenue, you have a budget and then you have year to date and the percentage of the budget. And how are we doing in the first quarter compared to what we budgeted in the first quarter?
We're doing well.
Are we ahead of budget?
Slightly, but I'd say we're on budget. 25% at this point, at the end of March would be 25%. We're slightly ahead of that. So.
Okay, so that's evenly split. You consider quarterly to get about the same amount, or did you budget other months more?
Right now, I'm still looking at straight line. That's one of the things I'm going to start digging into is get a feel for if we have peaks and valleys, which I suspect we would, just because with the annual report's done, so it'll give me the chance to do that.
Okay.
Sales taxes come in, they're on a 2-month lag, so usually what we're seeing in the first quarter would include Christmas sales.
Okay.
So so again, yeah, I'd be concerned about the peaks and valleys. Having said that though, construction revenue is ahead. You know, and there's a lot of sales tax associated with that as well, and materials that they use for building. So, again, I haven't been here long enough to get a real good feel of what the peaks and valleys look like, but that's one of my goals this year is to get real familiar with that. So.
Thanks.
Thanks, Council. Thank you very much. All right, and we will continue with staff reports. Mr. Swanson.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing tonight.
John?
Mr. Ortham?
Nothing tonight.
Mike? The only thing I want to mention is I'll be at the YMCA this Saturday. We'll be manning a Parks and Recreation booth to help the kids stay.
Diane?
Nothing tonight. Sure. I know,
but let's skip. Maybe too open. Yeah.
Yeah, really, I could just ramble on. I think I put my foot in my mouth enough tonight.
Chief.
No.
All right, Brad.
As you are aware, we came in for a preliminary plat and then the plat modification for the, which is now called Eastman Cove, EA plats up on Chamber Road.
I'm sorry, where are we?
Right. Chamber Road.
Okay.
Highway 6 down here, and then right here, this property right here is going to have 88 houses. It's called Eastman Cove, it's the development. They'll be putting sewer up Chain Lake Road in order to serve that property. Currently, the sewer ends right there, and so it'll be going up Chain Lake Road. And in order to do that, because Chain Lake Road isn't straight, so you can't just stay on one side of it, and then there's ditches and wetlands and things like that, so they have to put the sewer in the road, and so there'll have to be road closures. And right now, they initially came in and asked for 28-day, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. closure.
Wow.
We suggested to them 28 days. We suggested to try again.
Full closure?
From 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
No.
But full closure, yeah.
Not at a time?
Yeah, no. And so we suggested that they should not do that and that they should probably wait until the buses have taken the kids to school in the morning to do that. And they looked, and so we suggested them 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And they said, well, that's kind of hard because you got to have an hour to set up, an hour to take down. And the road closure, that means your contractor 3 hours to actually do any work, which isn't really effective working conditions for the contractor. And so they came back with a proposal to do 2 6-day closures from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And that would be May 15th through the 20th, and then June 26th to July 1st. And so this Chain Lake Road from basically here to Brown Road would be closed. It would be open for local traffic. If people live there, they can get in and out of their houses. Yeah, but the people coming down Chain Lake Road will be detoured around Brown Road and down Ingram back. And then the same way, if you want to go out, you go, that's the official detour route.
They're going to end up going through the St. Clair Heights is what's going to happen.
No, it'll through Egmont. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Egmont. They're going to end up going, right, which is not good.
Yeah, the official detour level is signed for going the other way.
School district has their plan?
Yes. But we've talked to them about it to get the times, and then we'll bring it to you first for the official notification to come out, and then we'll start notifying the other people.
Right, real quick.
Do you have a light?
Oh, do you have a light? That's our camp.
Thank you. So, explain to me where the closure will occur.
They'll be working, they'll start right there. There's, if you go up Jim Lake Road just before you come to the open space on the right, there's three houses in a little cluster there.
Right.
That's where the sewer ends, so we'll start from there. Okay. And then they're going to take the sewer up to right there. If you've been up there lately, you can see they've already started working. They tore down the, removed the mobile home and tore down the shop. And there's a gravel road going in and out.
Okay.
And so that's what will be closed. And then so the people, you know, live in between there. And then the first closure is basically this part, and the second closure is that part up there. And then the detour is up there at Brown Road and down here at Country Crossing.
Thank you.
Councilmember Campbell. Is there any reason why it's been required to be done at night?
Noise, pretty much. That's the reason, is noise.
So again, I'd ask why.
It's more expensive. Yeah. Actually, the real one is the noise ordinance that requires, you know, you can't fully make construction noise at night and there are houses there. So,
well, have we thought about talking to those? I'm just, would they rather have the road closed or, you know, have it during the night when everybody's sleeping? We might not. Just because what's going to happen, we know what's going to happen. I mean, they're going to go through right there, and it's going to double there, and I don't know, just food for thought.
I thought we did give them that option.
Okay, yes. And then,
what can we require? They don't want to. I think there's, they came up with this right now, to do it that way.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for me personally, I'd have more of an appetite if it was all, because you said the dates were the, what was the one prior to the June 24th?
May 15th to 20th.
Yeah, I don't like it anywhere in the school time frame. We were able to get it into the summer. Mm-hmm. I don't know, probably not on their timeline, but I don't like, the main thoroughfare for Chain Lake to be closed for any period of time, personally.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Brown Road is not a bad thing. Because there's not going to be a whole lot of pickup between where we're ending up at the beginning of the curve and going out to Brown Road. It's so wrong. It's not a bad detour coming out of Chain Lake.
The part I'm concerned about is that just how let me ask the question first. Where is the detour sign going to be in town? How close to town are they going to be? How far back?
Right there.
See, that's what I'm wondering now for. Is that they're going to just drive up the hill and then they're going to, oh, that's right, there's a detour. They're just going to turn into St. Clair and then hit the, what's it called now?
Egmont.
And all of that traffic is going to go right through those residential streets and then it's going to go all on the end of the farm.
These what's going to happen.
Which is already pretty busy. I'm used to doing road closures at night, so we do a lot of work at night.
So you're going to give them an option of 4 to 10
at night?
So that was the thing to do at night, yeah. So it really depends on whether you want to get the commute, the evening back, or not. So that was kind of big times. People early, people going to work in the morning before 8:30 and come back home after 4:30. So
I see what you're trying. I see what you're trying to accomplish.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Can you go May 15th.
Through May 20th. That's Monday through Saturday.
Right.
And then June 26th to July 1st.
Why the gap in between?
Because there's sections where they're off-road. Because once it gets up to about right, you start here, go here, about right there, it goes into the plat and then comes back out the plat to finish up their frontage so that people can do it. So they'll be doing, contractors like to do it in order so they don't end up with, if you do this part, they don't match when you turn, you know, put them together. So they're doing it in order so we'll be off the road in between and then we'll be back on the road.
So 6 days closure, 8:30 to what?
4:30.
4:30.
Thank you. I just was curious. So, are they doing a connection to another sewer line at the other end of it?
No.
It's just that's going to dead end?
It dead ends and then the next flat up takes it up. Yeah. Which will be coming, and then that would be this flat up here. This is the Gilmar flat, which is 35 more houses.
Okay. So. And what's up? Do we have any idea when that's going to
happen? No, they've been working very slowly. So. I don't think they have the big money behind them, and, you know, schedules are nice.
Okay, thank you.
Any other further council?
All right.
Thanks, Brad.
So, in 30 minutes.
I said, what's that?
Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome. And what are the things? In addition to the lights on Lake Tai, they just put the lights up today on Blue Creek Road.
Awesome.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can do a big today.
Thanks, Fred.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Mayor administrative reports. Everyone saw in their weekly in their packet. And then lobbyist report. Any questions on any of those?
One of the special sessions we anticipated that started.
It started.
Yeah, it started on Monday. Very little is going on the floor. It's all behind. But as the report says, the transportation budget did pass during the regular session, and $750,000 was planned. $522 is in the budget. If the governor signs it in July, that will be available for to begin that work. And we'll be obviously talking with WSHA about what that's going to take and how long it's going to take and what the scope is going to be and so that we can effectively spend that $750,000.
And then the obviously, the fields were in.
Fields were in the capital budget?
Correct.
Which will probably pass now, but it'll be, I think it's pretty likely to be in the final capital budget, but it hasn't been adopted yet.
Well, it passed in both, it's just that they have to be amended.
They have, there's an amendment.
There's amendments on, okay. But we still feel strong.
We're optimistic that the synthetic $800,000 will remain in the capital budget, but you never know until 99. Thanks.
Councilmember Kerbeck.
So the request was $800,000. What's the total the cost of that project? Because I know with capital state money, you have to have matching or have contributing funds. Do we know what that's going to cost?
Yeah, it was, I want to say it was $1.2 billion.
Well, for the entire $2 million.
Yeah.
So what we'd be looking, no, I don't think it's lights. What we'd be looking at would be phasing it, doing half of it, one field, if we weren't able to get the matching funds to get up to $2 million.
The other thing we were going to do, I think, is we were going to look at, finance committee was going to, if we were successful, look at other ways of funding.
Yeah.
This is.
We
wouldn't turn away the money.
Yeah, we're not.
Well, would the state allow us, even though we don't have matching, to use 800 for one field, even though we don't have the total money in the project? That's acceptable?
That's how we described it in the ask.
And then one other question was about the pension fund, about and having cities then make up the difference. Mm-hmm. So have we sent any kind of letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
To our delegation, informing them of how much that would cost to the city.
How much would it cost?
$43,000.
Something like that. I don't have the exact numbers right at my fingertips, but that sounds about what we figured out.
$43,000 for next year.
Correct.
I mean, it would change and only increase year after year. So. Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I was actually supposed to turn this whole section over to Mr. Mosley.
Quite right.
I will turn this part over.
You do now. It's done. Just to review the upcoming agendas, you'll see that the agenda for the May 2nd meeting is exceedingly light.
Yes.
We talked about it, but we haven't done anything. So if the council would like to,
I believe Councilmember Hanford is laid on first.
I'll move to cancel the May 2nd business meeting.
Second.
We've got a motion for Hanford and second by Councilmember Gamble to cancel the May 2nd council meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
However, come prepared to stay late on the night. We've got a pretty long agenda on May 9th.
Since the 16th looks kind of likely, we move everything out for a week.
We may very well move something out.
Okay.
Good point. That's it.
All right. Anything else on that submission?
Thank you, Diane Nelson, for your dedicated service to the City of Monroe,
April 2010, April 2017. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate it. I have really enjoyed working here. It's been great. I've worked at some places where it's been adversarial, and it's always been so collaborative here. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm excited to start this next chapter of my life.
Thank you very much. Councilmember Gamble.
I just wanted to say one final word, Diane. It truly has been a pleasure. I think one thing that should go on the record is you were our financial steward coming out of one of the greatest recessions that we've seen since the Great Depression, and you just did a fantastic job leading the department there, and it does not go unnoticed. We're one of the few that are, that are in the black. Sound financial footing, and it was through your leader,
upon your leadership of leading us, you know, out of that. So,
well, thank you very much.
Happy retirement. I miss seeing you around the neighborhood. You know.
Yeah. I'm not there anymore.
No.
Thank you.
Councilmember Kim.
Thank you. Diana, from July of 2011, when I went on my tour of all the different department heads and asked, what the heck, how does City Hall work? And you took the time to explain to me how city financials work at probably a second grade level so I could understand it. And I have used that, and I appreciate it all this time. The hard work that I've seen you put in, especially when we keep modifying the budget with very short notice, has been just great. And no offense to your the person taking over for you, we're going to miss you a lot.
No, thanks. But you're in very good hands.
I think we're in good hands.
Yeah, very good.
Really is. But just to look so much happier, it's so much brighter right now.
It's for sure.
Montana.
Yeah,
Montana. Alpaca with the cattle or whatever it is you've got going on.
Alpacas.
Alpacas. And stop by and see us once more.
Will do. Will
all right, thanks.
You couldn't have given us a fourth grade education for him?
That's Matt's job. Thank you, can do that.
Councilman Hepburn.
Yeah, just want to publicly thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Our city is so much improved and better off because of you, so we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Dan, you've been a rock. So easy to work with, and you know, you kept us on just a great path and put us in good position. So good luck in retirement.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
Thank you so much.
Yes, as you retire, remember you're retired. And don't be on the city council.
Words of wisdom right there.
Careful what you ask for, you might get
it. Take your advice.
Enjoy it. When I, quite a little, I got to work with it.
Thank you so much.
Diane, I'd like to also add, you know, echo what everyone else is saying, but it's been amazing working with you, coming from a finance background as well, and just, you know, being able to kind of speak the same lingo sometimes and knowing what's going on, and you put it in such easy terms that even the bakers can understand, so, and being in the unique positions of serving on the county health board and other jurisdictions in their finance, it's always comforting to know how to say, you know, we've got it in Monroe, and a lot of that's thanks to you. So, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Anything else? So, before I get to that, I'd just like to thank Ms. Atkinson. She did me a favor and put together a little script. So, if I falter, it's because I went off script. It's my own fault. Thank you very much. With that, we have nothing else, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved. Motion to adjourn made by Councilmember Campbell.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Camp. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting is adjourned.